I would now like to call on Professors Harley Johnson and Gay Miller to provide a presentation on faculty-student collaborations across the University of Illinois system.
Thank you, Chairman Koritz, President Killeen, trustees, and guests here. My name is Gay Miller, and I'm a professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine here at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, and I'm pleased to be joined at this podium by Professor Harley Johnson, who's a professor here in the College of Engineering. We're going to share with you some brief highlights about faculty-student collaborative research occurring in our U of I system. In this presentation, we represent your University Senate's conference, and we illustrate the heart and soul of what we do as faculty. Today's presentation draws from the second pillar of the UI strategic framework that points toward research and collaborations that empower faculty and students to study, understand, and change the world. This project on the impact of zoning code reforms on the built environment and physical activity behaviors is led by Jamie Shrieky, a professor in the School of Public Health at UIC. It's funded by the National Cancer Institute of the National Institutes of Health. It addresses the potential impact of community-level intervention by examining zoning code reforms from over 4,000 jurisdictions in the U.S. and how this influenced the community environment and people's behaviors related to physical activity. Students, a small army of students, as one student noted, helped compile and analyze county and municipal codes from large urban areas to small rural communities to understand the link between zoning policies and public health. This project simply could not have been done without the support and effort of the students. Students engaged in the project by collecting zoning policies through internet research and community follow-up, reviewing and evaluating zoning codes to determine their active living orientation, using software to construct walkability scales, and working on presentations and publications to disseminate study findings. Basically, they contributed in a host of ways. The study found that community-level land use via zoning can both facilitate and inhibit structural changes in the environment that in turn leads to changes in people's physical activity. Work continues with a subcontract from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to develop a series of practitioner briefs for planning officials and advocates, along with numerous webinars with national organizations seeking to understand how zoning can be a population-level strategy for making communities more walkable and activity-friendly. A UIUC Strong Kids 2 research project is Research in Action. It's led by UIUC professors Barbara Feese and Sharon Donovan. The Strong Kids 2 project explores how an individual's biology and dietary habits interact with the family environment. Strong Kids 2 is a longitudinal study of health and nutrition following children from birth to 5 years of age and is focused on finding ways to promote healthy eating habits in young children in order to reduce childhood obesity. They take a cells-to-society approach examining how individual biology and family factors influence health and nutrition, beginning at an early age. Their early work found that habits linked to unhealthy eating and unhealthy weight gain had been established by 2.5 years of age. The Strong Kids 2 project is unique, examining biological factors such as the GI microbiome and genetic risks, along with family factors, for example, feeding practices and home food availability, and how these interact to better understand how habits are formed and modified from the very beginning. They are seeing how breastfeeding practices and sleep patterns are related to weight trajectories for children even in the first year of life. Their research is supported by $1.6 million in funding from the National Dairy Council. Students in the Human Development and Family Studies 494 class are active research collaborators, with the students involved in everything from data and sample collection to in-home visits. Students are learning firsthand how research isn't confined to labs or textbooks, but how research has an immediate and direct impact on the community around them. Harley.
I'm Harley Johnson from the College of Engineering here in Urbana, and I'm going to share with you just a couple more stories of examples of research projects and research and education activities involving faculty and students. This is a project from UIS. In this project, biology professor Michael Lemke and associate professor of art Mike Miller, along with a number of UIS undergraduate students, have collaborated in a technique called focus stacking, involving microscope images, to combine multiple photographs taken at different focal distances to create a single picture with greater sharpness and depth of field throughout the image. The process creates a more precise and larger image that can be used as a teaching tool to spark the imagination. As Dr. Lemke has told us, science sort of began with sketches, then it moved to photography, but this process brings things into really greater clarity. The focus stacking project was made possible by a National Science Foundation grant, funds from the UIS Thirkildsen Field Station at Emequon, and a grant from the UIS College of Liberal Arts and Sciences. This is a project that goes back some years in terms of the funding, but it shows that when grant dollars are hard won and invested in quality instruments, in this case the microscopes, the yield can benefit us for years and years. So I'll show you just a couple of images. These images sort of speak for themselves. They're really amazing as an art and biology collaboration. The team of faculty and students began the project photographing insects, flowers, algae, and they plan to work next on protozoa. Some of the images really are truly amazing, both as art and as tools for biology. The images were actually presented recently at the St. Louis Science Center just in December in a display both of high-resolution flat printouts and 3D models. The visitors were allowed to use the photographing technique to create their own microscope images, and it's really another example of how research and education come together. They involve our students and faculty, and they have impact on people in our communities. Next, I want to show a final example from the College of Engineering here in Urbana. It's a thrill for me. I'm very proud of this because it's from my home college. This is the Illinois Cancer Scholars Project. In 2014, the Cancer Scholars Program was created within the College of Engineering to provide a unique interdisciplinary student learning experience for undergraduate students. One of the main goals of the program is to advance the detection and treatment of cancer through engineering solutions. The students work with a number of engineering faculty, including Rohit Bhargava. He's pictured on the left in the center of the image between President Killeen and one of the students engaged in the project. Professor Bhargava chose cancer as a focal point for this special curricular project because of the importance in society. It impacts half of Americans. It's also a complex scientific problem that lets these students focus their experiences and their knowledge. So the students come in several different degree programs: bioengineering, mechanical engineering, computer science, electrical engineering, in small cohort of 10 or 15 students working with faculty and in their research. They begin integrating their research with their training as soon as their freshman year, and many of them will continue to work on the research all the way through graduate school. The research centers around engineering solutions for detecting and treating cancer, and so there's some examples shown here, including 3D printing of breast cancer models on the left, and imaging technology that has been developed here in Illinois to make really great advances in allowing us to see cancers more clearly. And the program essentially flips the undergraduate training model because it incorporates research from the beginning and it designs the curriculum around a grand challenge problem. This is really revolutionary. It allows us to attract the best and brightest students to Illinois. Research inspires education and vice versa. The students are very highly motivated and engaged, and they make an impact on society. The program was initiated with support from the College of Engineering through the Strategic Instructional Innovations Program in 2014. And the first cohort in the program, which was 10 to 15 students, the program now totals 37 students. The first cohort will graduate in 2018. And my favorite comment about this program was from Professor Bhargava when he told me that he could start class 10 minutes early and he'd have 100% attendance. The students are so engaged and so thrilled about what they're doing. So, of course, there are many other examples around the U of I system that tell us about unique contributions of students and faculty. These examples represent interdisciplinary work. They emphasize hands-on research activities and interactions with local communities. And it's in this way that the faculty of the UI system embrace student engagement in research and learning with practice and impact. So I'll just close by thanking the students and staff and faculty who are involved in pulling these materials together and the staff at here in Urbana as well as in Chicago and Springfield. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Dr. Johnson, Dr. Miller, thank you very much for your presentation.